Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious brethren that are joining us on this blessed High Sabbath. This is our Sabbath, April 7, 2018. This is lesson 251 from our chapter 53 entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, Part 5. I would like to ask if any one of the dear family are acquainted with this hymn, if you would like to be able to share in the singing, you can also bubble up. Our opening hymn is entitled, From Our Serious Savior Teach Me Day by Day. Savior, teach me day by day, lost sweet lesson to obey, sweeter lesson cannot be, loving Him who first loved me. With a shy, glad heart of love, at thy bidding may I move, prompt to serve and follow thee, loving Him who first loved me. Teach me I am not my own, I am thine, thine alone, thine to keep, to rule, to save from all sin that would enslave. Love and love and finds employ in obedience all her joy, ever knew that joy will be loving Him who first loved me. Teach me thus thy steps to trace, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving Him who first loved me, loving Him who first loved me. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, bubble up. In Jesus we pray, amen. Our opening scripture is taken from our book, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 from the King James Version, and it reads, Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled, The Last Journey from Galilee, in our storybook, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart.
Luke chapter 10, verse 2, King James Version. Now, with standing in this, the voice, not that the Spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
That our Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. So, even so, Father, or so it seemed good in thy sight. I guess I forgot the text, Luke 10:22.
All things are delivered to me ye of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Even John chapter 14, verse 17, King James Version. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot
receive
because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for the dwells. For he
dwelleth
with you and shall be in you.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 493 through 494. We are in Desire of Ages, page 493. Bubble up, dear ones.
Design of Ages, page 493. Jesus added, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice not in the possession of power, lest you lose sight of your dependence upon God. Amen. Be careful lest self-sufficiency come in, and you work in your own strength rather than in the spirit and strength of your master. Self is ever ready to take the credit if any measure of success attends the work. And on the slide, on the side reference, Luke chapter 10, verse 20, King James Version, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And it says at the bottom here, Lord, improve me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. King James Version. Amen. And continuing on the next slide. Self is flattered and exalted, and the impression is not made upon other minds that God is all in all. The Apostle Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. When we have a realization of our weakness, we learn to depend upon a power not inherent. Nothing can take so strong a hold on the heart as the abiding sense of our responsibility to God. And on the slide, it says, Luke chapter 18:14, verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. And it says, when I am weak, then I am strong. And continuing on the next slide. I'll bubble down for someone else to read in the name.
Nothing reaches so fully down to the deepest motives of conduct as a theme, as a sense of the pardoning love of Christ. We are to come in touch with God. Then we shall be imbued with his Holy Spirit that enables us to come in touch with our fellow men. Then rejoice that through Christ you have become connected with God, members of the heavenly family. While you look higher than yourself, you will have a continual sense of the weakness of humanity. The less you cherish self, the more distinct and full will will be your comprehension of the excellence of your Savior. The more closely you connect yourself with the source of light and power, the greater light will be shed upon you, and the greater power will be yours to the work for God. Rejoice that you are one with God, one with Christ, and with the whole family of heaven. On the side it says, thy word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Isaiah chapter 119, verse 105. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What did Jesus add by telling the disciple they should rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice in what? And what other ammunition to rejoice in did he lest they lose sight of what they want? If you know the answer, bubble up.
The answer is they should rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice not in the possession of power, but you lose sight of your dependence upon God. Be careful lest self-sufficiency come in, and you work in your own strength rather than in the spirit and strength of your master.
Amen.
Amen. Because this chapter was so meaty, dear ones, we have more questions. Question, boys and girls, what will happen the more closely you connect yourself with the source of light and power? And what three great things you will rejoice in? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, bubble up.
The greater light will be shed upon you, and the greater power will be yours to work from God, for God. And rejoice that you are one with God, one with Christ, and one with the whole.
Desire of Ages, page 494. As the 70 listened to the words of Christ, the Holy Spirit was impressing their minds with living realities and writing truth upon the tablets of the soul. Though multitudes surrounded them, they were as though shut in with God. Desire of Ages, page 494, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What occurred as the 70 listened to the words of Christ, and how did they appear though multitudes surrounded them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The Holy Spirit was impressing their minds with living realities and writing truth upon the tablets of the soul, and they were as though shut in with God.
Let's learn our first song from our Spirit of Prophecy book, dear ones, Desire of Ages. And this one is located on page 668, paragraph 3. And this is taken from Encouraging Quotes.
All true obedience comes from the heart. It was hard work with Christ, and if we consent, he will so identify himself with our thoughts and aims. So blend our hearts and minds into conformity to his will, that when obeying him we shall be but carrying out our own impulses. The will refined and sanctified will find its highest delight in doing his service when we know God as it is. Our privilege to know him, our life will be a life of continual obedience through an appreciation of the character of Christ. Through communion with God, sin will become hateful to us.
knowing that they had caught the inspiration of the hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, that has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father, and who the Son is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him.
And on the side it says, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Luke chapter 10, verse 21, King James Version. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Father is but the Father, and who the Father is, and who the Father is but the Son. Luke 10:22. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I'm not really sure what that says. James 4:36, I think. 10? Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why did Jesus rejoice in spirit, and what did he say? And what is delivered to him of his Father, and who knows our Savior and his Father in heaven? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hath revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, and all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son. And he.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 494. The honored men of the world, the so-called great and wise men, with all their boasting wisdom, could not comprehend the character of Christ. They judged him from outward appearance, from the humiliation that came upon him as a human being. But to fishermen and publicans, it had been given to see the invisible. Even the disciple failed of the understanding all that Jesus desired to reveal to them. Next page, please. Continuing the reading. But from time to time, as they surrendered themselves to the Holy Spirit power, their mind were illuminated. They realized that the mighty God clan in the grasp of humanity was among them. Amen. Jesus rejoiced that though his knowledge was not possessed by the wise and prudent, it had been revealed to these humble men. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Often as he had presented the Old Testament scriptures and showed their application to himself and his work of atonement, they had been awakened by a spirit and lifted into a heavenly atmosphere. Of the spiritual truths spoken by the prophets, they had a clearer understanding than had the original writers themselves. Hereafter, they would read the Old Testament scriptures, not as the doctrines of the scribes and Pharisees, not as the utterances of wise men who were dead, but as a new revelation from God. They beheld him whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. John 14:17. And on the bottom side of this says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. John 14:15-17.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 194, paragraph 3.
Amen. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why can't the honored man of the world or so-called great wise man with all their boasting wisdom do? And how do they judge him? And to whom was it given to see the invisible? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They could not comprehend the chapter of Christ.
That character?
The character of Christ, and they judged him from outward appearance, from the humiliation that came upon him as a human being, and to fishermen and publicans it had been.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, who did also fail of understanding all that Jesus desired to reveal to them? And what did they realize after having been awakened by his spirit, which lifted their thoughts into a heavenly atmosphere? If you know the answer to the question, bubble up.
The answer is the disciples. But from time to time, as they surrendered themselves to the Holy Spirit's power, their minds were illuminated, and the mighty God, clad in the garb of humanity, was among them, as he had presented the Old Testament scriptures and showed their application to himself and his work of atonement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last beautiful psalm together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 9 through 16, from the King James Version.
Against me, lest judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the wind of thy testimonies. I have rejoiced as much as in our riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I will not forget thy
word. Oh, good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for April 7th of 2018. And the title of our story today is Happy Home Atmosphere Promotes Health. Harmony in the home, or everybody happy, helps us to be healthy. And our Bible verse is, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 144:15. There's a lot of unhappy people out there, and that's because they're not making God their Lord. A home where love dwells or lives, and where it finds expression, or you show it, in looks, in words, in acts, is a place where angels delight to dwell. They love to be there. Let the sunshine of love, cheer, and happy content enter your own hearts. That is, like when Mama asks you to do something, you say, I'll be most happy to do it, Mama. And let its sweet influence pervade or fill the home. The atmosphere or harmony thus created will be to the children what air and sunshine are to the vegetable world, promoting or encouraging health and vigor of mind and body. Educate the soul to cheerfulness or happiness, to thankfulness, and to the expression of gratitude, which is also means thankfulness, to God for the great love wherewith he has loved us. Christian cheerfulness is a very beautiful beauty of holiness. Remember that song? Always cheerful sunshine all around we see. Full of beauty is the path of duty. Cheerful we may always be. That's what Jesus wants. While grief and anxiety or worry cannot remedy a single evil, to remedy evil is like curing sickness. They can do great harm, but cheerfulness and hope, while they brighten the pathway of others, are life unto those that find it and health to all their flesh. Happy person is a healthy person. The mother should cultivate or develop a cheerful, contented, happy disposition or mood, which shows in the way you act. Every effort in this direction will be abundantly repaid in both the physical well-being and the moral character of her children. This means if mother is a happy person, her children will also be happy. A cheerful spirit will promote the happiness of her family and in a very great degree improve their own health. Did you know that happy people are usually healthy people? The healthfulness of youth requires exercise, cheerfulness, and a happy, pleasant, or pleasing atmosphere around them for the development of physical health and symmetrical character. Symmetrical means well-developed in all areas. As children of light, this means we have God's truth in our hearts. As children of light, God would have us cultivate, develop, and show a cheerful, happy spirit, that we may show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. So next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part 5 of our lesson, The Last Journey from Galilee. Please have your questions prepared and sent before Thursday of this coming Saturday. And Friday will be the latest. I'm looking forward for them, dear brethren. So if any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for having this to have us in this way. Thank you for having way. Thank you for having thank you, Seventh Day, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Praying. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, once more, dear ones, part 2 review of chapter 53 entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, part 5. And that will take place by God's grace, April 14, 2018. We hope and pray that you were blessed. This chapter was very meaty, and I hope and pray that you will sit with the little ones or the family as a whole to be able to discuss all of these important issues. God bless each and every one of you, and may you have a blessed High Sabbath, and have a peaceful one, dear ones.